Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Urena, U-R-E-N-A. Christine Urena is a 57-year-old woman who reports that beginning approximately April 2020, she developed severe anxiety and panic. Period. This was concurrent with the COVID-19 pandemic. Period. She relates she developed symptoms involving her mind, comma, heart rate, comma, blood pressure, comma, and whole body symptoms. Period. She understands her final diagnosis to be severe anxiety with panic attacks. Period. She has been treated with counseling and medications. Period. She does see a therapist named Carla Moser, M-O-S-E-R, since 2019. Period. She also was treated at Princeton House, during which time she had two or three panic attacks. Period. As of 3/13/23, she completed an intensive outpatient program during the time when she was out of work for 3 months. Period. She continues to receive similar treatment. Period. She states that she graduated from group therapy to one-on-one therapy, comma, to attendance at Princeton House. Period. Recently, Ms. Morse cleared her to return to work. Period. Ms. Urena related she has had excessive absences and was given a goal number to reach. Period. She has been out of work since 12/7/22. Period. She changed careers from a court transcriber to a school teacher after her divorce and wanted to change careers. Period. New paragraph. In terms of physical complaints, she reports chest pain, comma, and increased heart rate, comma, difficulty breathing, comma, elevated blood pressure, comma, and fight or flight symptoms. Period. When these occur, she needs to be alone. Period. She, quote, crashes, end quote, on the floor with her back to the wall and feels overwhelmed. Period. She closes herself off and is curled into a fetal position. Period. She had two such episodes at work, She had two such episodes at work. Period. She has recurrence of similar symptoms when she is in large crowds, comma, food, shopping, comma, and stores, comma, pharmacies or banks. Period. As a method of coping, she has been ordering food in. Period. She has now learned to stave off her attacks by controlling her breathing. Period. She is scheduled to begin an assignment at a new elementary school beginning 3/20/13. Period. The week before the current evaluation, she went on two site visits and was optimistic. Period. New paragraph. It is my concern that the Board of Education, actually, it is my understanding that the Board of Education is concerned about Ms. Urena's physical and mental ability to be fit for duty and whether this affects her ability to teach, comma, discipline, or associate with staff members and the children subject to her control in the school district. Period. I have been provided with a copy of an elementary teacher's job description for the Delran Township School District. Period. have also been provided with Ms. Urena's attendance record from 2019 through 2023 period. This documents her frequent and protracted periods of absence. Period. I am also in receipt of correspondence from Ms. Morse, dated 9-9-20, stating, Ms. Urena, scratch that, she is the mental health therapist for Christine Urena since 2019, period. She was writing this letter in order to provide her certification for accommodation for teaching remotely. Period. She confirmed Ms. Urena is diagnosed with anxiety disorder and that she is under care for outpatient mental health therapy. Period. On an unspecified date, correspondence from the superintendent of schools was sent to Ms. Urena. Period. It indicated on 4-5-21 he requested her physician complete a physician certification and returned to the school district by 4-16-21, period. On 4-13-21, she advised him that she was going to have this done by April 16, period. However, as of 4-22-21, she had not yet submitted the certification completed by her physician, period. Given these circumstances, she was directed to report to her school building to teach students in person commencing 4-26-21. Period. Additional correspondence of 5-12-21 from the superintendent outlines the interaction he had with Ms. Urena and the various phases during which she was supposed to participate in school activities. But it also cataloged her meetings with the superintendent. Period. Ms. Urena had suggested changes to this plan. Period. On 5-26-21, he wrote correspondence denying her request to teach remotely from home. Period. She was expected to report to the high school to teach her students virtually through the end of the 2020-21 school year. Period. This was an additional temporary accommodation. Period. However, the school district regrets that she had rejected this expression of good faith and flexibility. Period. In further response to her email, please note that her healthcare providers are not the sole arbiters of what is or is not a reasonable accommodation. Period. Additional correspondence between the superintendent and Ms. Urena was provided, as were copies of various emails, period. On 12-14-22, one of these emails attached forms for consideration and review regarding FMLA leaves, period. On 12-13-22, she wrote it was necessary for her to take a leave of absence due to her condition. From 12-5-22 through 12-23-22, and would provide a physician's note as soon as she could, period. A lengthy email was written to Christine from the superintendent on 12/14/22 concerning meetings about the corrective action plan that had been implemented, period. It also informed her the Board of Education may require the physical and or psychiatric examination of any teaching staff member who shows evidence of deviation from normal physical or mental health condition or mental health in accordance with NJAC 6A:32-6.3(b), period. This evidently is how she came to present to this office. Period. New paragraph. On 5/19/21, Dr. Riedel, R-I-E-D-L, wrote Ms. Urena was under her care for anxiety and was also under the care of a licensed behavioral health professional for anxiety and agoraphobia. Prior to her symptoms had been exacerbated by her forced return to work in the school. Prior she was able to complete her work responsibilities remotely and should not be forced to work in the school if accommodations can be made for her to continue work from home. Prior mandating her to work in the school building is detrimental to her mental health and unnecessarily cruel. Period. Dr. Riedel recommended she restrict her activities to home-based work with excursions to treat her mental and physical health as scheduled when necessary. Period. She excused Ms. Urena through 6/18/21. Period. This evidently was provided in conjunction with a certification of health care provider under FMLA, period. Dr. Riedel is a family medicine physician, period. She noted having referred this individual to behavioral health provider and an intensive outpatient program. Period. She was unable to perform supervision or education of students in a classroom setting or large group setting. Period. She was unable to complete her job duties during severe exposures. Period. This was written on 1/5/23. Period. New paragraph. There are also a set of copies of email communication between Ms. Urena and the superintendent from 6/4/21, beginning on 5/26/21. Period. He wrote correspondence to her on 9/16/22, writing to her about her attendance that week. Period. It behooved him to impress upon her how important her attendance is at Delran High School from an instructional perspective. Period. He felt it appropriate to me to develop a plan for corrective action for all parties to be in lockstep with each other regarding these matters and any items that may be presenting themselves as barriers to an increased attendance rate. Period. Additional email communications and attendance records were supplied. These appear to overlap somewhat with the initial description of absences with some dates in 2022. Period. The range. Scratch that. There was another set of doc pay notifications covering the period from 11/21/22 through 12/13/22. Period. On 12/1/22, she was advised as may have been the case earlier that it may be necessary for her to undergo physical and psychiatric fitness for duty evaluations. Period. On 12/2/22, scratch that, on 12/2/22, he recommended a psychiatric evaluation to her for cause, comma, pursuant to policy 3161. Period. On 1/10/23, the primary therapist at Penn Medicine / Princeton House Behavioral Health wrote correspondence that she was admitted to their intensive outpatient program for treatment on 12/16/22. Period. Since starting, she had been in compliance with treatment recommendations. Period. The average length of stay in the program is 6 to 8 weeks. Period. She has a tentative discharge date of 2/13/23. That was subject to change. Period. A corresponding FMLA certification was completed for her psychiatric conditions on 1/19/23. Period. And underline this, none of the provided documentation substantiates that she was physically unable to carry out her job tasks. Period. She does inform me that her primary care physician has sent her for laboratory studies in search of a possible underlying medical cause, but these have been negative. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears normal, heart normal, lungs normal, neurologic. We will use the full longer neurologic template here. And at the beginning, she remained in her clothing throughout this evaluation, and the door was ajar to allow for same-gender medical chaperoning. Period. She did provide answers to a set of fitness for duty questions, all of which she replied negative except for the following. Period. She indicated she would require special accommodations in order to perform her job in the form of being excused from large group activities. She states this accommodation has been in place since 2020. Period. She elaborates that she considers large groups a pep rally or lunch duty. When she is at a staff meeting with 50 to 60 colleagues, she is okay. She is also fine in a classroom that holds 25 to 30 children and has no triggers there. Period. A brief psychiatric examination was unremarkable, but she does have a full exam scheduled with a psychiatrist, so I'll defer details to that physician. Period. I'll go back to physical exam. She had 3+ patella deep tendon reflexes bilaterally. Period. Findings and conclusions. That's great, that impressions and impressions and analyses. Christine Urena carries a long-standing diagnosis of anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. Apparently, she has been receiving treatment for these disorders for the last few years. But unfortunately, they have not been entirely effective in allowing her to work in person or actually carry out other activities enumerated above. Perchi has been living on her own and ordering food in an effort to avoid being out with other individuals. Period. She has been seeing a therapist on a regular basis, as well as her family physician. Period. Neither of them have diagnosed or treated her for any physical ailments. Period. She does now take Zoloft and gabapentin that have, for the last 6 weeks, at the doses she indicated. She was given a 30-day prescription for same from the Princeton House. She admits that she does need to see an outpatient psychiatrist for continuation of her medications. Period. She did elaborate that she spends her time on a typical day working, cooking, cleaning, playing games, taking walks, and watching television. Period. She is able to stretch and walk 3 to 4 times per week. Period. She does smoke tobacco but denies use of alcohol or recreational drugs. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found her pulse and blood pressure to be within normal limits. Period. Heart and lung sounds were unremarkable. Period. She was neurologically intact. The only anomaly was that of increased deep tendon reflexes at the patella that can be nonspecific. Period. New paragraph, taking the information available to me into consideration, I find that Ms. Urena is physically capable of performing the various job tasks listed in her job description as an elementary teacher for the Board of Education. Period. And that is the end.